Imagine being punched in the ovaries to bring on a fit. This is The Mad Women of Paris by Jennifer Cody Epstein, which was inspired by the dark history of the Safetière Asylum in the 1880s. I'm Charlie Fugart, and this is Likely Stories. This is a journey through a grim bit of history. It's a gothic sapphic novel with a haunting mirror of modern-day society's reaction to mental health and how medical establishments overlook or downplay women's health issues. Drenched in blood, Josephine arrives at the asylum without her memory and is immediately branded with hysteria, which, at the time, was viewed as a common female illness. Basically, any woman who didn't conform to a man's standard of proper female behavior was diagnosed as being hysterical. The asylum's doctor is based on a real person who was considered the father of French neurology and was famous for giving lectures where he would hypnotize his patients and display their symptoms, almost like a circus act. In the book, he turns Josephine into his star attraction and does just this. Josephine's caregiver is Laure, a former patient turned attendant, who tries to protect Josephine from the dangers of the asylum. The two fall into a forbidden, desperate romance, a form of rebellion when everything else has been stripped from them. Their private moments together are the only times the two aren't performing, and by falling in love, they are essentially doubling down on their madness in the eyes of the law. But choosing to love one another is the one thing the doctors can't control. But this story didn't come to hold your hand. Something terrifying starts to happen. Josephine may be slipping into true insanity. The question becomes, did she always carry a madness, or was it a natural reaction to the monsters who are treating her? Honestly, how much of our own sanity is a performance we put on to not get side-eyed or to pass as normal? How often have we been pushed to the brink by a world that refuses to listen? I am a sucker for all things historical fiction, and this was an excellent, fierce tangle of medical ethics, female exploitation, and the sheer grit of women who refused to stay broken. It's about the cost of defying a world that wants you quiet and sedated. There are twists, blackmail, and the ending does not disappoint. This is easily one of my favorite books. The Mad Women of Paris is hauntingly beautiful, unexpected, and heartbreaking, and it is so beautifully written that I was engrossed from the beginning to the end. Please take care. If you choose to read this, there is talk of suicide, rape, sexual violence, and self-harm.
This has been Likely Stories, a production of KWBU. If you'd like to hear this episode again or explore past episodes, visit our website at kwbu.org and click the Programs tab. Interested in sharing your own book review? Visit our site at kwbu.org to learn how you can join our roster of Likely Stories contributors.